Last November, Colorado air quality regulators said that they would order 3 coal-fired power plants to close a year earlier than planned to reduce haze and greenhouse gas emissions. Environmental groups rejoiced at the prospect. A month later, though, the regulators abruptly abandoned the proposal. Now, Craig Unit 3 in Moffat County, the Rawhide plant in Larimer County, and the Ray Nixon plant in El Paso County will remain open until 2030, instead of closing by the end of 2028. Michael Hyatt is a staff attorney for the nonprofit Earth Justice.
I think it really was a big missed opportunity to take a positive step forward.
The 3 utility companies that own the plants, Tri-State Generation and Transmission, Platte River Power Authority, and Colorado Springs Utilities, had announced earlier this year that they would voluntarily retire the plants by 2030. They cited fundamental shifts in the energy industry and state requirements for greenhouse gas reductions, which call for utilities to cut their emissions by 80% in the next 10 years. At the same time, state regulators were working on plans to reduce regional haze, which obscures views around national parks and wilderness areas. 2 environmental groups, the National Parks Conservation Association and the Sierra Club, intervened in the haze rulemaking and suggested an alternative that would close 5 of Colorado's coal-fired power plants by the end of 2028. Again, Hyatt of Earth Justice.
Accelerating these retirement deadlines would result in better scenic views, Colorado's national parks and wilderness areas, and public health benefits by cleaning up the air. It would result in additional and quicker greenhouse gas reductions, and it would also save Coloradans millions of dollars.
The Colorado Air Quality Control Commission agreed with the suggestion and proposed moving the closure dates up by 1 year for 3 of the plants. But the utilities pushed back. They declined to comment for this story, but in a statement filed with the commission, they contended that the commission lacked the authority to force them to shut down the plants more quickly. The Colorado Energy Office also chimed in, raising concerns about power supply reliability and economic impacts. When the Air Quality Commission met in December, they decided to walk back the early closure proposal, saying that they'd had incomplete information. The commissioners were also under intense pressure from the utility companies, says Stephanie Kodish, Senior Director for Clean Air and Climate with the National Parks Conservation Association.
In the course of the proceeding, industry made very clear that they were opposed to our alternative. They didn't have any substantive reason or justification. They just preferred their own voluntary measures as opposed to ones that were a bit more aggressive and would achieve far more substantial benefits.
Elise Jones is a member of the Air Quality Control Commission. She disagreed with the decision to drop the early closure requirements and says the commission does have the authority to take such measures.
The commission has pretty broad and clear statutory authority to take action to improve and protect Colorado's air quality. And typically when we do that, we don't ask polluters when they would like to stop polluting. We do what is necessary to protect air quality as long as it's technically feasible and cost-effective.
Despite the objections of the utilities, moving the ending date up by 1 year wouldn't have impeded the closure planning that they had to do anyway, says Hyatt.
It's merely a nudge, not a shove, towards a clean energy transition. The fact that that's still 8 years out provides ample time to ensure we have a smooth transition.
In the meantime, it's clear that coal plant closures will continue as market forces and consumer demand push utilities toward renewable energy. For example, Xcel Energy owns 2 coal-fired plants that the Air Quality Control Commission also planned to consider early this year for accelerated closure. Instead, Xcel announced on January 4th that it plans to move up the closure dates of those Northwest Colorado plants on its own. Hayden Unit 1 will now be shuttered in 2028, 2 years ahead of schedule. And Hayden Unit 2 will close down in 2027, 9 years earlier than planned. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson reporting.